What about the endocrine loop in ovarian cancer? What evidence do we have that endocrine therapy actually works?
So it's obviously different than in breast cancer, where, you know, the presence of estrogen receptor, overexpression of the estrogen receptor, can really give you robust clinical responses. If you look, the majority of ovary cancers definitely have estrogen receptor associated with them, so they'll be positive. But it's different than in breast cancer. You know, you can use tamoxifen, use Arimidex or Femara, whatever AI you want to use, and certainly you would not see necessarily frank responses, but you could see stabilization of disease. You could see a marker stop rising or even drop down slightly. So that's something to give to patients who do have a rising marker, but no evidence of measurable disease. And it's potentially safer than tamoxifen, because tamoxifen does have that theoretical risk of a clot. And our patients with ovary cancer who are recurrent definitely have a higher risk of blood clots. They're more hypercoagulable.
So it sounds like in a situation with an asymptomatic patient and nothing to palliate that you're trying to avoid introducing toxicity.
Exactly. Exactly.
Any problems with arthralgias with the AIs has been seen a lot with breast cancer?
I think that our patients are not on them long enough for them to experience the arthralgias, but certainly if somebody is on it long enough, so greater than 6 months or so, absolutely. You see those same arthralgias that they see in breast cancer.